sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mugela emoyini ngenjabulo ngolesithathu mhlazi lichome kuNkwenkwezi 2017 nguNtungameli Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
So njengeNoyik board yeNoyik le Ministry of Energy and Power Development yakuthatha khonoko yabona ukuthi kulungile ukuthi iNoyik ithathe ithuba isponse ama open heart surgeries lapha eParirenyatwa using the equipment ekhona within the country.
Kusungulwa isikhwama semali ezasetshenziswa ekwelapheni imikhuhlane yenhliziyo.
Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bayafisa kakhulu ukuthi amabandla la aphikisayo uma engahlangana ukuze anelise ukuthi anqobe ukukhetho kungabe kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu.
Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lanhlanu ekhulwini bathi bayawusekela umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezamabhizimusi olwezimaseti luyaphumelela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abenkampani yamafutha ezimota eNational Oil Infrastructure Company of Zimbabwe sebenikeze inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amathathu lengxenye zamadola i-$350,000 kusikhwama esisanda kusungulwa esemali ezasetshenziswa ekwelapheni imikhuhlane yenhliziyo. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Abekhaya yabongi abafundela umsebenzi esibhedlela seParirenyatwa Group of Hospitals yibo abekade bebasuzulu emkhosini wokuphawula lesi sikhwama. Esemukela lolu sizo umphathi ntambo wezempilakahle lokulondolozwa kwabantwana uDr David Parirenyatwa ekhala ngokuthi ugatsha lwakhe luvele lutholiswa imali enilutshwana kakhulu.
The most important ministry in terms of looking after
yilona gatsha oluqakathekileyo nxa kukhangelwa kwezokulondolozwa kwempila kahle. Akekho ongazithemba ngempilo yabo kuze kuthi sebele siqiniseko ngempila kahle yabo.
Umqondisi kuhlangothi lezokhulumisana kunkampani yeNoyik unkosikazi Vivian Mandizidza uveze ukuba lesi sikhwama sisungulwe ngemva kosizo abenkampani yakhe abalunikeze abantwana abayisikhombisa abayehlinzwa kwele India nyakenye. Abenkampani yakhe unkosikazi Mandizidza ethi sebakunanzelela ukuba kumqoka ukusiza isibhedlela seParirenyatwa ngemali ukuze abayabe betholakale ukuba balezifo zenhliziyo belatshwe elizweni hatshi phandle kwelizwe.
Kwaphuma indaba yokuthi lapha eParirenyatwa ikhona i-equipment ekwanisa ukusetshenziswa ukuthi benze ama-open heart surgeries lawa ahanjelwa ngabantwana ukuya e-India. Kodwa indaba eyayingekho yi-funding yokuthi ama-surgeries lawa ayenze. So njengeNoyik board yeNoyik le Ministry of Energy and Power Development yakuthatha khonoko yabona ukuthi kulungile ukuthi iNoyik ithathe ithuba isponse ama open heart surgeries lapha eParirenyatwa using the equipment ekhona within the country.
Ukwelatshwa kwabalezifo zenhliziyo ngendlela yokubahlinza unkosikazi Mandizidza ethi kuzosiza ngendlela ezehlukeneyo.
Akusela need yokuthi abantu badinga imali ukuthi ekuhamba ngale India kumbe kwamanye ama countries. Esibili ngekuthi abantu abayenza ama surgeries la wona lawo baye befundisa abanye ama doctors abancane ukuthi balava kwanisa ukwenza ama open heart surgeries. Ngakusenzelwa ngaphandle that opportunity yabingekho kodwa lakhathesi sesifundisa abanye ama doctors ukuthi kube lama doctors amaningi akwanisa ukwenza ama open heart surgery.
Enye yengcwethi kwezokwelapha ngokuhlinza abalezifo zenhliziyo uDr Mutshawira wamukele ngenjabulo ukubunjwa kwalesi sikhwama.
Ngijabule kakhulu. Abagulayo abana imali. Imali iyasiza abagulayo. Iyasiza ama surgeons and staff in retaining ama skills each, so that we further advance ama operations enhliziyo.
Ziyakhalaza ingcwethi kwezokwelatshwa kwabalezifo zenhliziyo ukuba eleZimbabwe yilo lodwa ilizwe emhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika elilokhe lingelawo umtshina oqakathekileyo ekwelatshweni kwezifo zenhliziyo owe-cardiothoracic. Kubiza inkulungwane eziphakathi kwamane kusiya kweziyisithupha zamadola ukwelatshwa isifo senhliziyo kusiya ngokuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Abantu abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amane lanhlano ekhulwini bathi bayosekela umanyano wamabandla abikisayo ngaphambilini kokhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Lokhu kuphume kuhlandla elitsha luphenyo olwenziwe inhlanganiso ye-Afrobarometer namuhla. Uphenyo lolu luveze njalo ukuthi abantu abafuna umanyano lo kakhulu ngabakobulawayo belandelwa ngabeHarare kuzobuya abeMathebeleland North. Abaningi emaphandleni bathi kabawufuni. Abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amathathu lasishiyagalombili ekhulwini bathe bazavotela ibandla leZANU-PF kukhetho oluzayo. Kwathi abalichumi lazithupha ekhulwini bathe bazavotela ibandla le-MDCT. Abayisilinganiso sokungamachumi amabili ekhulwini ilane bayalile ukuveza ukuthi bazavotela liphi ibandla. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixhume incwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Dumisani Nkomo.
Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bayafisa kakhulu ukuthi amabandla la aphikisayo uma engahlangana ukuze anelise ukuthi anqobe ukukhetho. Kungabe kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu ngoba nxa bencintisa kukhetho ebengamaphathi atshiyeneyo kuzaba nzima ukuthi banqobe ibandla elibusayo. Kodwa uma behlangana kuba lula ukuthi banqobe la kwezinda lapha kade bengadibanisa khona ivoti, bahlanganise ivoti leyana ukuze banqobe kukhetho. Ngoba nxa sikhangela ngo-2008 i-6% nalana kamakoni yiyo eyenza njalo ukuthi uMnumzana Mgabe awine kuma-election.
Abemaphandleni bakhanya bengawusekeli umanyano wamabandla aphikisayo lo, kungani ngokubona kwakho?
Ngasikhangela esikhathini esiningi ivoti engani ilamaphathi amaningi iqinisa ingani si-split ivoti yasemadrobheni ikakhulu yengani iqinisa iba split. Kodwa emaphandleni sithola ukuthi ibandeli buseyizanu-PF engani elamasapota amaningi. Kodwa okunye nxa sikhangela emaphandleni siyathola njalo ukuthi abantu bayesaba njalo ukuthi bakhulume iqiniso. Ngobore sesaba ukuthi bangakhuluma iqiniso engxenye banganyamalala kumbe engxenye bangajeziswa. So nxa sikhangelisisa ukucubungula lokhu kuyamele sikhangelela khona lokhu ukuthi emaphandleni kunzima ukuthi ukhulume umbono wakho.
Abayale ukuveza ukuthi bazavotela liphi ibandla bafika ku-24%. Ikwesaba yini lokho?
Lokhu kutshengisela ukuthi abantu besaba ukuthi batshengisele ukuthi basekela bani, basekela liphi ibandla lombusazwe kumbe elombangazwe. Nxa kuzafika abantu abafika inani engaba yi-24%, kuyasitshengisela sibili kamhlophe ukuthi abantu basevalweni bayesaba. Singazi kumbe umnyama wangkhona ulempisi kumbe impisi ayikho. Kodwa abantu vele bayesaba impisi yangkhona. Impisi yangkhona bayazi ijayele ukuhlupha sibili ikakhulu ngesikhathi zokhetho.
Abathi kabasoze bavote bona bayi-11%, kuyini okungenziwa ukuhuga abantu labo ukuze bavote?
Bona zani kona loku ukumanyana kwamabandla aphikisanayo kuqakathekile lokho kuzahuga laba bangafisi ukuthi bevote. Okuqala lamabandla nalamela tshengisele ukuthi aqinisekile njalo alamaqhinga lamacebo ukuthi alungise ezomkonomi eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Dumisani Nkomo yingcwethi kwezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Abenkampani yamandla kagesi eZimbabwe Electricity Transmission Distribution Company bathi balakho ukwenelisa ukuxhuma imitshina yamandla kagesi ezindlini ezingaba zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisificaminwembili 800,000 phansi kohlelo lwezim asset, kubika uNompumelelo Moyo.
Lokho kubikwe ngumanjinela omkhulu oweZimbabwe Electricity Transmission Distribution Company kobulawayo, umanjinela kwanele khanye othi inkampani yakhe isiyenelise ukuchuma imitshina yamandla kagetsi ezindlini ezizinkulungwane eziyisithupha i-600,000 ezweni phakathi kwezizinkulungwane ezithoba minwe mibili abamele bazixhume.
Okwakhathesi ikampani yethu siyenelisile ukuthi iconnecte 600,000 prepaid meters, okuyikuthi ama-meters ethu aconnecte ama-domestic users, sabuya sa-connecta ama-commercial points angadonsi ugetsi oluningi.
Ukhanye utheba lodubo lokwebiwa kwencingo ezithwala amandla kagetsi kunye lamafutha ancedisa ukuhamba kwamandla kagetsi.
Izikliwi ziyathengisa ke intambo zikazese endaweni ezijeneyo. Njalo thina abeZETDC sisebenzelana lamapolisa akahulumende. Njalo ke phakathi kwekampani yethu silawo amapolisa okuthiwa yi-loss control. Sibuye njalo sisebenzelane le-Delight and Touch, ikampani enkulu e-US partisayo. Uma abantu bethe babona izigangi zitshontsha kucingo lukagetsi kumbe zitshontsha i-transformer oil.
Umnumzana Madonga Water uthe bona abakafakelwa imitshina ye-cash power kodwa sebazisiwe ukuba izafakwa kumalanga alandelayo, ethi luhlelo oluhle ngoba usebenzisa amagetsi owabhadaleleyo kulabanye abalomkhuba omubi wokweba amandla kagetsi okusuka kuphazamise ezinye izindlu ngoba bona bayabe bewadonsa kakhulu.
Ukuba ukusebenzisa i-cash power kungcono kakhulu because ungasebenzisa i-cash power awuntshontshela abanye izesa electricity because abanye bayabridge i-electricity ezindlini zabo. Isebenzisa kakhulu without limit because kuyahambelana lemali zethu ezibhadelelayo ezesa.
Kodwa umnumzana Joshua Timzaca Ngulube isakhamuzi sakobulawayo kavumelani lo wata, ethi iyadula i-cash power njalo iningi labantu balezikwelede njalo abalamali yokuthenga ugetsi, ngakho ke ifake abantu engxakeni.
I-cash power ngamafichane nje singathi iyona ngwayo iyadula ngoba iningi labantu bakobulawayo bangabantu abakweleda yona izesana leyi ngoba izesa ithe ngesikhathi isimo sinzima laphana ibithi ngasafinyela ukuthi ifike emalokishini ithathe amamitha abantu ukuthi abantu bayisebenzisa onganani, yayiphonga ukugetsela abantu ngoba uthola ukuthi abantu abaningi bakweleda ama-1,000 something, abantu abaningi baphila nzima bakabalayo yona le imali yokuthi bathenga amagetsi akhona. Okungakutsho ukuthi i-cash power kathi sifaka engxakeni, sifake ebunzimeni kakhulu.
Ugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezokugaywa kwamandla kagetsi baphakathi kokulungisisa imitshina egaya amandla kagetsi eWange kunye laseKariba noma nje ilizwe libhekane lezikwelede zamandla kagetsi eSouth Africa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, nginguNompumelelo Moyo.
Iqula labesifazana beZimbabwe abase South Africa selibumbe inhlanganiso ejonge ukulwela amalungelo abo lokubaxhasa kunhlelo zamabhizimusi. Linhlanganiso ebizwa ngokuthi yiZim Imbokodo ithi inhloso yayo yikufeza amaphupho abomama bonke beZimbabwe okugoqela abaphandle kwelizwe labaselizweni. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapo.
Ngokuntoko zenkulu kubo mama beZimbabwe abebehlangene eHillbrow eJohannesburg ngempelaviki emkhosini wekephula ngokusemthethweni inhlanganiso yeMbokodo. Umgcini hlalo walenhlanganiso unkosazana Victress Matutu utshela bebebuthene kulumkhosi ukuthi inhloso enkulu ngeyokuthi njengabo mama bekhande amacebo aza kwenza benelise ukusebenzisa loba yiwaphi amathuba abatholayo empilweni. Uthi inhlanganiso ifuna ukuxhasana labesifazane beZimbabwe kukho konke, kugoqela kwezempila kahle, ezomendo, ezemfundo, ezamasiko, ezamabhizimusi, ezemisebenzi, ezemisebenzi yezandla kanye lezamathalenta kulabo abalamathalenta abafuna ukuphila ngawo. Le nkulumo ethokozise iningi labesifazane abebekulo umcimbi. Unobhala ubona ngokoko kwenhlelo zalihlanganiswa unkosazana Britt Ndlovu utshela iStudio 7 ukuthi kulabesifazane abaningi abasemazweni asebekhombise isifiso sokusungula ingatsha zeMbokodo emazweni abakuwo. Uthi kulo mcimbi omama bahle bathola ithuba lokukhangisa ngakho konke abakwenzayo.
Bathengisa into eziningi ezihlukeneyo, abanye ngabamataphawe, abanye ngamaforever living. Ngiyakusiza, kusiza zonke singomama nanoma ngubani. Thina into esihlosileyo yikusiza nasingomama. Besinesifiso sokuthi singathola mhlawumbe ama-sponsor noma yini, sibe nama-projects ngaphakathi. Sina bomama abaningi abangasebenziyo, abaningi bayazibulala ngenxa yokungasebenzi. So sifisa nje ukuthi sibaqoqe, sibe ndawonye, bakwazi ukusiza kahle.
Uniki esincube namaculi bevangeli ocula umculo womdabu uhle wathola ithuba lokuzidingela abalandeli kulo mcimbi.
Kakhulu lana emcimbini wenza imbokodo ngoba into abayenza umama inhle kakhulu. Ngibone futhi nakho kuyathinta abanye abantu ezinhlizweni ngoba ngibona abanye bekhala, okutshengisa ukuthi izoba lusizo olukhulu kakhulu. Already seyiqale vele balosizo.
Abesilisa labo bebebaningi bezokuxhasa ukusungulwa kwale nhlanganiso. Umnumzana Arnold Mayibonge Nkala wenhlanganiso yamasiko ebutho lenqama laye ubekulo umcimbi.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi bahlangana nomama. Into engichaza kakhulu ukuthi bonke umama esibabonileyo ngomama asebekhulile. Okuchaza ukuthi ke uma bengaheha laba abancane bangene bazothula vele inhlangano evuthiweyo ezabafundisa ubumama. Siyazi ukuthi umama yena mayithuthuka umndeni wonke uyathuthuka.
Omunye ubaba weZimbabwe umnumzana Mlungisi Chabalala laye obekhona uthi omama nxa bengaphiwa amandla kwezomnotho lezo kukhokhela kungaphela inhlupho eziningi eZimbabwe.
Ziningi izinto abantwana abathe befike egola abazenza. Abanye banatha utshwala, abanye sebe kuma-drugs. Abantwana liyabona ukuthi kuyarechwa, kwenziwa zonke lezi zinto. Kodwa uma behlangana bebuzana, bekhuzana, bekhulumisana ngalezi zinto ngizizwa ngijabula kakhulu. Lathi uma sinje sikhulumisana labo baba, sibusa ukuthi madoda asiphatheni kahle omakhosikazi ethu, asiphatheni kahle abantwana bethu abesifazane, asiphatheni kahle odadewethu.
Inhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo ithi okwamanje isizaqala ukuhlala phansi izwisise inhlupho lendingeko zabomama asebengamalunga alenhlanganiso, bese ke iqala umkhankaso wokubadingela uxhaso abaludingayo ukuze bafinyelele amaphupho abo. Mele Studio 7 Johannesburg, South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Life Talk ukuhlelo lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa ngamabandla ezombusazwe abunjwa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe afuna ukuncedisa ukhetho luka-2018. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Moon Jae-in osandakhethwa ukuba ngumongameli omutsha wele South Korea ufungiswe ukuqala umsebenzi lamhlanje wathi uzimisele ukukhulumisana le North Korea, ele China lele Melika ngodaba lwezikhali ze-nuclear ezilungiswa yilizwe le North Korea. Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump yena uxotshe umsebenzi umqondisi ogatsha lwe-FBI umnumzana James Comey izolo. Wasolwa ngabaningi ukugoqela bebandla lakhe lama-Republicans. Uthi ubengaqhubi umsebenzi kuhle ngesikhathi kucutshungulwa ubudlelwano bukaTrump leRussia. Lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwezizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwamanye amazwe sixoxa lomnumzana Khotso Nyathi ohlala kwele Botswana. UNyathi watholakala kulelo lizwe elecala lokweba kodwa uyalilandula leli cala. Wasegwetshelwa ukutshaywa ngemvubu eqolo okwamtshiya esehluleka ukuhamba njalo esesebenzisa inqola yokuhambisa i-wheelchair ngesiNgisi.
Botswana ngifike ngo-2009. Ngafikela kumalumami, umalumami atelijarata khona ngale wodwa ayithethe Mtswana. Ngafikela ngahlala kumalume engakaqala ukusebenza, ngahlala kumalume. Ngahlala from 2014 ngabuyela futhi eZimbabwe. Ngahlala maybe kumnyaka we-1 ngaphinde ngabuyela futhi ade ngumuntu adebuyela ehambe vuye olalolo. Banathi ngihlala khona ngale kumalume.
Ungasitshela nje ngamafitshane ukuthi ubuhlala njani, uhlala kumalume, ubungasebenzi kumbe ubusebenza njalo kwini kade kusenzakala empilweni yakho?
Ngathi ngumuntu wokuqala ngifika kumalume nje kwenyanga eyodwa. Ngahlala nje ngingasebenzi, but after lapho ngaqala ukusebenza, ngade ngisebenza eceleni ensimini zama-NGS eceleni kwabana kwamalume. Waya ngakhula sengisebenza nomalume senza ikhapheni, umalume ade ngiplumber but wayesenza ikhapheni, so ngayengivunza ikhapheni. So ade ngumuntu ade sisebenzela amatafula, ngithengisa ama-chest row. Yimpilo ade sengiphila ngayo sengisebenzisa.
Manje kuyini kahle okwenzakalayo ukuthi uze ugcine ubotshwa?
Ngizomcina mbotsha lapha ngangena kwenye i-crossfire lapha. Kunabanye abafana lapha babejonge nje ama-generator, kwakungama-generator ama-water pump nala amanzi la okuthelela amanzi la. So abafana labana bathi bejonge ama-generator lana yi-2. Mina ngalomnye indoda yomngane wami ohlala khona lapha yokuzeni sokwenye la, kade ngidriver sasihamba imoto yakhe i-Honda Fit. So undoda lwana wesithano wayedinga umuntu okuhaya, so mina ngadinga indoda lana imoto. So mina lesithano mina ngathi mina ngawunikeza imoto kuhambe eyithatha kuphela xabe ngabeya bebhadale R3. Zami ntale imoto zabathwalela abafana labana. Babe siyafihla ama-generator lana kwenye indawo. So bathe sebebuyela okwesithuthu besiyajontsha futhi. Usile umuntu wakona bamhayela kushi ukuthi ngiyababambisayo. Yikubanjwa kwabo kwabona sengiqaza ukukhuluma ukuthi okuqala yimi engabathwalelayo ngemota. So ngaze ngaqaza ukungena kwana bu-crossfire. Bana zange ke ngitholakale lo lutho lobusela kumbe njalo. Ngaba ungena nje kuphela ejele vela for.
Sizwa kuthiwa watshaywa kwabuhlungu uze ugcine ususehluleka ukuhamba. Ungasitshela ukuthi kwahamba njani?
Ekutshayeni kolapha kade ngangisendesi kayela marive jese baletokeni customer reports. Kulangathi umpolisa nalo omunye walapha abambambayo ngeke hamba la from sisuka ikhesi yami aze yafika khona ngale. Yibo kanti umuntu wayenjaya manje khona ngale enjaya ngekhebulo yomtakazi. After kungitshaya kolapho ngaba paralyze manithatha bangihambisa esibhedlela. Eze ngivuvukile umzimba lo sabeka vela ngikwazi kwakuyini. Kesifika esibhedlela ngale ngathi bathi qala basifisele emaselini yikho lapho baphuza khona. Salala emaselini ninjalo nto ezevukisendlela ngasakwanisa enhlala begijimisele esibhedlela. Udokotela wafuka abatshethe umlove eliphuzile kakhulu kade ngakwazi ukahambe. Vela bamblokile amalokuzeni amavezi lokuchama lede ngichama ngetube vele olalona. Kuthi bamblokele umchamo le isayidi yona le ngapha yonke vele try kufaka eskeni iba mnyama vele ukuthi igazi alihambe. So bantata bangevala abantata banjikele ejele.
Sizwa kuthiwa wahambisa udaba lolu emthethwandaba. Kuhamba njani ngodaba lolu? Uzahlawulwa yini imali ngenxa yokutshaywa lokhu kwakwenziwayo?
Ye khona kukhanya njalo ukuthi ngingazi ukuthi kathi sihamba noma lelo yaleli umuntu angumoya uvelela khona eZimbabwe. So loyate imele indaba lake. So leke ngihambisa i-state notice ye-attorney general ye-30 days. So i-30 days yangikhona iwela lamhlanje njengoba lamhla eyi-10. So angazi ukuthi after balapho bani ngokuzwa kami lama leke ngizwa amahongahonga ngami ikhethi ami yabizangena ngezi-15 this month ngemande. Okuya etoilet yangaphi vele kulanto ngikwamisayo.
Ukhoso Nyathi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele Botswana obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ludaba oluzisa usizi lolo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje intathelizini laba yethu uJoseph Njanji uxoxa lo captain weqembu leBantu Rovers ubukhosi Sibanda onguye osehluhle kanengi kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
Iqembu leBantu Rovers lingabe liqhuba nzima kumidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League njengoba linqobe kabili phakathi kwemidlalo yesikhombisa, kodwa ukapteni walo ubukhosi Sibanda yena uchaya kuzwele njengoba kunguye umgadli oselitshayele emambuleni kaningi emidlalweni wesidlalo yalonyaka. Umfoka Sibanda waziwa kakhulu ngegama elokusoma elithi Zakhu ulamagoli ayisikhombisa, njalo nguye obe ngumdlali wakuqala ukuhlohla kathathu emdlalweni owodwa lapho iqembu leBantu Rovers libhaxabula eleyada nge 7-2. Uzakhu uzelwe mhla zingamashumi amabili lane kunyanga kaZibandlela ngomnyaka ka-1997, okutsho ukuba ule minyaka engamashumi amabili yokuzalwa. Umsekeli kamqeqetshi weqembu leBantu uJoseph Sibindi uthi lo mdlali engabe esasengumfana, kodwa ubukhokheli Sipho wazalwa laso ukuthi akasoze yaphazamiswe ukubhalwa asekwenziwa zintatheli.
Naturally is a, you know, leadership qualities.
Yeah, lo mfana ubukhokheli wazalwa lapho. Uziphethe kahle njalo uyalalela nxa ecetshiswa. Ah, size zamalathi ukumphathisa ukuze aziphathe kahle nxa esenkundleni. Lalapho esephansi.
Uzakho uthi isifiso sakhe ukuqhubekele phambili ehlohla, njalo ukunqoba abakwenze iqembu leyadanga amagoli amaningi kuzabapha isibindi njengeqembu.
It's a confidence boost because things is considered amagoli amaningi. Zakonde rami hlohla. Esamu lati sehlise Italian amagoli sakhozidayo. Lati sibe somewhere there. Sikwazi ukuthi
uluhlu lwabadlali asebelitshayele emambuleni kwimidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba sePremier Soccer League luvezwa ukuba ubukhosi Sibanda ulamagoli ayisikhombisa ukuthi abamlandelayo ngabahlohle kathathu ababalisa u-Abbas Amidu weqembu leCapes United, uDaniel Chakube weZPC Kariba, umkhokheli Dube weqembu leBulawayo City kanye loPrince Dube weqembu leHighlanders. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kwanele mthwakazomuhle lingayikatshana liyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo Lilali.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.